today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special, and we're gonna speak about how to use leisure time. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Sunday, is the 19th of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, and from the Holy Quran, we choose chapter Az-Zumar, verse 56.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين.
Lest a soul should say, "Oh, how great is my regret over what I neglected in regard to Allah, and that I was among the mockers."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear friend, the day of resurrection is the day of regret. Underrating divine injunctions, and worse than that, mocking them all spring from neglect, following the emphatic injunction as to repentance and comprehension for the past wrong deeds. The blessed verse in question is saying that these injunctions have been sent down less on the day of resurrection. One may say, "Woe to me that I failed to act upon divine command, and I mocked his verses and messengers."
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Remember, we start a new topic for this week that was how to use leisure time. The blessing of time is one of the greatest blessings that Allah can bestow upon His slave. Allah even swears by time in some cases, as He says in chapter Al-Asr, that is chapter 103, verse 1, by Al-Asr, the time, because of the importance and blessing of time. And the Prophet of Islam said, make the most of five things before five others. Life before death, health before sickness, free time before becoming busy, youth before old age, and wealth before poverty. But most people are unaware of the importance of this blessing and are neglectful of their duties towards it, namely to fill it with acts of gratitude and obedience towards Allah. Prophet of Islam Allah's peace and salutations be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "There are two blessings which many people do not make the most of and thus lose out. Good health and free time."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. A commentary on the verse 77 of Surah Al-Qasas reads, "Use some of the wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on you for your hereafter by spending it in charity. Do not forget your portion of worldly life." Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Forget not your health, power, leisure time, youth, and vivacity, and seek your afterlife through them." That is, through these five great blessings, which are health, power, leisure time, youth, and vivacity. The next principle that we are going to talk about, which is in Islamic principles with regard to leisure time, is including work and leisure time. In a system based on religious values, working is revered as something scared, and the people living in such a society are not alien to assiduousness. In such a culture, leisure time does not mean being idle or wasting one's time, but it means that one should spend all his time doing a purposeful activity. Proper leisure time in Quranic culture does not equal idleness and not doing anything. The Holy Quran says in this regard that, "Therefore, when thou art free from thine immediate task, still labor hard, and to thy Lord turn all thy attention." Since the theme of being free has not been stated in this holy verse, and the word labor is issued here to mean hard work, the verse seeks to articulate a general comprehensive principle, which is to remind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a role model for humanity, not to get rest after doing an important task and to keep on trying hard. This verse emphasizes finishing one job and engaging oneself with another, thus generally advises anybody not to remain idle and never stop trying hard, but try to start a new activity as soon as you finish one.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now, what are benefits of the leisure time? One of the benefits is productivity. What does it mean? Leisure time can be good for productivity. Our attention span is a limited resource. Multiple studies have shown that to learn something effectively, we need to take breaks. Even a brief amount of downtime allow our brains to consolidate and organize. Leisure time enable us to re-energize, recharge, and even gain a new perspective when we resume our regular activities. For those who have difficulty implementing leisure time in their routine, experts recommend using breaks and downtime to pursue activities that will benefit long-term goals. Some examples are ways that people can link a leisure activity to something they want to accomplish are playing a sport or improve physical fitness, cooking a meal to have a creative outlet and improve culinary skills. Whatever you choose, it's important to find an activity that suits your needs and interests. If you don't enjoy the activity, you're less likely to stick with it. Are you with us? So, we go for ways successful people spend their free time. Let's learn. They read. Yes, reading is a lifelong skill, and successful people never stop reading new books. Whether it's fiction or nonfiction, books help give you a greater understanding of the world around you. They introduce you to new characters, new environments, new cultures, new philosophies, and new ideas, and might even help you build new skills. If you're reading nonfiction, at least, similarly, reading regular helps to build your vocabulary and your semantic comprehension, giving you greater communication skills and something to make small talk about during those particularly awkward business meetings.
Brothers and sisters, every minute we waste is an act of injustice against our own selves. Because I could have used that minute to benefit, to go forward, to progress, to advance. But I wasted that minute. And this particular minute shall not come to me forever for good. I've lost that minute, that hour, that day, that month, that year. This is an act of injustice. When you oversleep, when you overeat, when you overindulge, these are all acts of injustice, not on your neighbors or friends, against your own self. Yes, sometimes you could be oppressing others, you know. If a spouse overeats and he or she is out of shape, you could be oppressing your spouse as well, or other people who are around you. But the point is, the first one to suffer is you yourself. When you're not progressing the way you should, if there are people in your class, at work, in society, who are progressing more than you, who are working harder than you, by not competing with them, by not being with them in the same level, you're actually harming your own self. If in your class, you're not the one who's working the hardest and studying the hardest, then realize without the slightest doubt that you're committing an act of injustice against yourself. This is why the Quran says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Yes, there is positive competition. Compete with everyone in society, but in a positive way, because there's negative competition. Compete with everyone, with the biggest one, with the most successful one. Because if you're not doing so, you're the one who's actually missing out by committing this great act of injustice against your own self.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.